Our parsha is Parshas Lech Lecha. Our parsha begins with Hashem telling Avraham Avinu, go, Lech Lecha, go for your own sake. In life, we often think we're doing God a favor. God reminds Avraham, Lech Lecha, it's for you. In next week's parsha, at the conclusion of the 10 tests, at the Akedah, Hashem also tells Avraham, Lech Lecha, go for you. We think, you know, Avram's there, and God's telling him to sacrifice his son. He's making the ultimate sacrifice. Boy, what a favor he's doing for God. Till today, every year on Rosh Hashanah, we merit from the schut of Avram standing up to the Akedah. It was for his benefit. It was for our benefit. The rule in life is that the tests are there to bring out the good within us and to bring out the good, the tremendous potential that's there. Nisayon, says Rav Kook, comes from the word linasot, to uplift. And so Hashem tells Avram, you're sitting here in a land of pagans. Your potential is limited for greater impact. I want you to travel. And don't worry, I'll take care that you don't suffer harmful side effects. Go, you'll have a great name, you'll have great wealth, things will work out well for you. I will bless those that bless you, I will curse those that curse you. That's because there were many people cursing out Avraham Avinu. From the time he was born, he was a child prodigy. At age 3, he's already arguing with the greatest philosophers, telling them that there is one God, there is monotheism. And people hated him. People hated him, starting from Nimrod. Nimrod tries to kill him. He realizes the threat. If Avram continues his way, so then who's going to go with Nimrod? When Avram wins, so Nimrod gives him a gift, a servant, Eliezer. According to some Midrashim, Eliezer is Nimrod's son. And so Avram receives this gift. Avram leaves his father, his homeland. The capacity for growth is very often only found when we can detach ourselves from our past. The capacity to build our future very often is when we could cut the umbilical cord. So if your parents tell you you're worthless and your parents say, what are you doing? It's ridiculous. What do you find in this orthodoxy? Why are you going down this route? We have to know that Avraham Avinu had it worse. His father was ready to give him over to the KGB. His father went and reported him to Nimrod. He said, my son, he's going down a very bad path. He's bringing about monotheism. And his very father, Terach, reported him to the authorities and almost had him killed.
Did Terach know that they were going to try to chuck him in a furnace? Because I read when I was learning, I wrote in the opinion, I forget what's the name of the town,
Haran Elone. Ur-Kasdim, yes.
Ur-Kasdim, right? So apparently, were they just burning people left and right?
According to some Midrashim. There are all kinds of Midrashim, but that's last week's Parsha. So God tells him everything will be good. He comes to Israel, there's a famine. It's like all those people, they think they make Aliyah, Parnassus is going to work out. And suddenly, hey, wait a second, I can't make 2 cents in this country. That's the way Avraham Avinu had it. God tells him, I'll make you things, you'll be blessed. He comes to his wife's abducted. God says, you'll have kids. He doesn't even have a wife. Forget kids. They take his wife away. So that's the way God runs the world. That's the test of being a ma'amin. Avraham Avinu, his greatness is not only in that he stands up to the test, but it is his unwavering faith. It's that attitude that, I know you're running the show, God, and I know that this must be for the best, and I don't understand, but I don't question you. So that's not easy. It's not only about standing up to the test, it's about the attitude with which we stand up to the test. Can a person stand up to it and smile? Can Avram go to sleep the night before he's going to take his son to the Akedah, to the binding? Can Avram sleep at night when his wife Sarah is abducted? So Avram tells Sarah, you know, I recognize you're a beautiful woman and we're coming to Egyptian territory. Due to the famine, he has to leave the land of Israel. And Avram tells her, I recognize this is going to be a problem. Imri na achotiat, please say that you're my sister. We'll tell people you're a married woman, but that your husband isn't with us. We'll tell them you're my sister, and this way they won't think they'll have anything to gain by murdering me. If we walk in and say we're husband and wife, they'll boycott both of us, and we'll both die of famine. If you say you're my sister, we'll say you're a married woman, but you're my sister, your husband isn't with us, then we'll gain on both ends. Then you won't be abducted because you're a married woman, and I won't be killed for you, and they'll be willing to sell me food, and I'll remain alive because they figure they'll be nice to me, they'll be good to me. That's the way people are. Now, when they come to Egypt, it doesn't work. The Egyptians are so interested that they abduct her anyways. And God has peeved with the Egyptians on many folds, on many fronts. What kind of behavior is this that you don't ask a woman who she wants to marry just because you're the king? You take her, you marry her. What kind of chutzpah is that? So God punishes the Egyptians and they let her go. And Pharaoh gives her his daughter and he says, Ha agrech, here is your payment. Ha, this, agrech is your payment. And so she was named Hagar. Hagar is from Ha'agrech. This is your payment. And so Sarah gets a maid named Hagar, and they travel back up to Israel. It seems Avram was pretty destitute on his way down because he was taking loans. On his way back up, Pharaoh has given him all these gifts. He and his niece, Sarah, who's also his wife, and his nephew, Lot, Sarah's sister, they all have all these gifts. They come back to Israel, and what happens when you have a lot of money? So then there are always fights that erupt when there is money. So Lot's shepherds and Avram's shepherds, they start arguing, and Avram tells Lot, buddy, this isn't going to work. You go to the right, I'll go to the left, you go to the left, I'll go to the right. Avram treats him with humility, and this is where we'll have to pick up his lunch tomorrow night.